Proclamation number 2128 of October 26, 1941. State of the soul in the afterlife. Explanation for suffering. As soon as the soul leaves the physical shell, the good or bad deeds have an effect in earthly life, and the soul comes into an environment that corresponds to its life on earth. Full of light if the earthly life was a life of love, or devoid of light if it was devoid of love. And this new environment is an effect on the soul's feelings and thus signifies a blissful or unhappy state. The bliss of a being dwelling in the light is unimaginable for people on earth, as is the state in which a lightless soul dwells. These are torments which cannot be ended at will and which therefore trigger despair in the soul because it is completely incapable of changing its situation. And countless people on earth create this agonizing state of their souls through their way of life, and God knows about their fate in the beyond and would like to turn it away from them and direct them towards a different way of life while there is still time. For on earth the will to ascend is enough to give them the strength and grace to change their lives. What takes endless times in the hereafter can happen in a short time on earth. A total change of thinking that can bring about earthly suffering. This is the explanation for the suffering imposed on humanity if it is completely wrong in its will and leads to a change on earth which inevitably results in this agonizing state in the beyond. Amen.